If you are unaware of an alt-right movement, don't be embarrassed. Most Americans don't spend hours a day haunting online message boards like subreddits or 4chan. Dens of subversive humor and just plain subversion, where good old-fashioned haters of various kinds find common cause. They may be nasty, but they reside in the shadows. So imagine their mirth at suddenly being treated like a legitimate movement by the outside world. They call us the normies, and especially our fascination with their unlikely meme, a cartoon by the name of Pepe the Frog.
I've just learned it today. Pepe the Frog is apparently some icon you put in your pictures to show solidarity with the alt-right.
Right, with white supremacy.
After the basket of deplorables comment was when you really started to see some of these alt-right memes go mainstream.
Miles Klee is an editor for The Daily Dot.
You know, Trump's son shared one of them that included Pepe. It's the Photoshop of the movie The Expendables, except it's Trump and all his surrogates. And on one wing, you see that Pepe actually outranks Rudy Giuliani. You know, somehow he's more useful.
Klee is a Pepe fan from way back, well before the frog was embraced by white supremacists.
Pepe is relatively ancient in terms of internet lore. He first existed in 2005 on MySpace and then made his official debut in a comic called Boys Club, where he's one among a couple of like teenage monster type people who hang around eating pizza, playing video games, just generally chilling out. He was not ideological in the least, except for being pro-friendship and good times. His big moment in the comic that kind of turned him into a meme later on involved one of his friends walking in on him in the bathroom, and he's taken his pants all the way down to pee. And Pepe says, "Feels good, man." So that's kind of his ethos. It's just sort of do what feels good, do what comes naturally, and have a good time with your friends.
So he's like the dude in The Big Lebowski, except that he's a cartoon frog.
Yeah, you could say that. There's a sort of zen to him, for sure.
Okay. But now he has been embraced, one might even say co-opted, by the alt-right. How did that happen?
So when Pepe first became a meme, it was on 4chan. It's a message board that's been around for a long time, and it sort of represents the worst of the best and the best of the worst that you can find on the internet, and really revels a lot of times in kind of political incorrectness. So Pepe fit basically any mold that people wanted him to. That included some very feel-good, kind of wholesome stuff, but it also started to include racist, anti-Semitic, misogynist. People have been making 9/11 jokes with Pepe for years. And so what you see in Pepe's use by the alt-right is kind of an outgrowth of some of his more offensive incarnations.
So he was kind of the O-negative, the universal donor of memedom. But now the blood supply is tainted by these hateful right-wingers, which is kind of hard to explain. Although Hillary Clinton's website tried to, with the sentence, "That cartoon frog is more sinister than you might realize," which just sounds hilarious and ridiculous, and yet I guess is true.
I think what's funny there is, you know, taking it that seriously really just feeds back into the joke of meme culture, which is, why would anyone be taking this seriously in the first place, you know? Pepe can be an avatar for a lot of things, but to suggest that he's kind of symbolic of neo-Nazi party in America or that kind of ideology is just really hilarious on its face, because he's just kind of a versatile icon that can be deployed in any possible way. When Hillary says that Pepe the Frog is dangerous or sinister, the trolls love that. I mean, you can go find a bunch of threads right now on 4chan or Reddit of people laughing themselves silly over the fact that they have forced Hillary to kind of reckon with a cartoon frog at all, when it's kind of distracting from the real issue there, right?
Right. So I can see why it, from a certain perspective, is hilarious, and it's a very subversive little joke. But let me just point out, rainbows once were just rainbows, and now they're heavily associated with LGBT culture. Not that it's a bad thing. It's just that it is. The six-pointed star makes nobody think of a sheriff badge. And the cross, which once upon a time was just a cross, for crying out loud, is the global symbol of Christianity. So I'm not sure that now that Pepe is associated with the alt-right, that it can ever go back to being just the O-negative meme of convenience for whatever you want to kind of goof around with, can it?
What it feels like to me is that, you know, he's one of these memes. He doesn't really obey a lot of the rules. You know, he kind of existed in a time before virality as we understand it. You know, he was pre-YouTube, pre-Twitter, and he's really managed to endure. And in fact, you could say he gains in strength the more people like us try to talk about him. Earlier this year, we saw the Damn Daniel craze go completely haywire immediately. He went on Ellen. That meme was kind of declared dead as soon as daytime TV got a hold of it. But Pepe has always shown this uncanny ability to buck the narrative, and I fully expect he's going to continue to do that.
Miles, thanks a lot.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Miles Klee is an editor for The Daily Dot.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.